Now we read in verse 22, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. You see, at this time, John was still able to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, we're told there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee, but yon Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. That is a very interesting statement. The disciples of John, I would assume, are jealous. In other words, do not mention the name of Jesus. It'd be best if you hadn't. And then the second thing, you should not have borne witness to him to begin with. And all are going to him. Well, that's hyperbole. You're going to lose all your followers. That's what they're saying to him. Well, this man makes it very clear. Not a jealous bone in the body of John. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him of heaven. The tremendous force of this, friends, you can't escape it. And again, it will come out. You will find, for instance, the Lord Jesus saying again, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. That's John 6:65. How tremendous these statements are. Then we find in verse 30 here, he must increase, but I must decrease. John the Baptist ministry now comes to an end. And I want to drop on down to verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. That is the settled indignation of God. John the Baptist preached the gospel, as you can see. This was the message that he gave, that men are lost without Christ. How tremendous this is.